Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 30 and Verse Number 3.
Pratyakrashtum nayanam abala yatra lagnam chasheku. Karnavishtam nasarati tato yat satatmatma lagnam. Yat shrir vacham janayati ratim kimnun manam kavinam. Drishtva jishnor yudhirah gatam rathagatam yat chatatsna samyam iyu. Drishtva jishnor yudhirah gatam yat chatatsamyam iyu. Pratyakrashtum nayanam abala yatra lagnam chasheku. Karnavishtam nasarati tato yat satam atma lagnam. Yat shrir vacham janayati ratim kim numanam kavinam. Drishtva jishnor yudhirathagatam yat chatat samyamiyo. Pratyakrashtum nayanam abala yatra lagnam chasheku. Karnavishtam nasarati tato yat satam atma lagnam. Yat shrir vacham janayati ratim kimnu manam kavinam. Drishtva jishnor yudhirathagatam yaccha tat samyamiyu. Pratyakrashtum nayanam abala yatra lagnam nasheku. Karnavishtam nasarati tato yat satam atma satnam. Drishtva jishnor yudhirathagatam yaccha tat samyamiyo. Pratyakrashtum nayamanabla yatra lagnam nasheku. Karnavishtam nasarati tato yat satam atma lagnam. Yat shrir vacham janayati ratim kinnu manam kavinam. Drishtva jishnor yudhirathagatam yat satat samyamiyo. Pratyakrashtum nayanam abla yatra lagnam nasheku. Karnavishtam nasarati tato yat satam atma lagnam. Yat shrir vacham janayati ratim kimnu manam kavinam. Drishtva jishnor yudhirathagatam yaccha tat samyamiyo.
Word to word meaning, pratyakrashtum, to withdraw, nayanam, their eyes, abalaha, the women, yatra, in which, lagnam, attached, na shekuhu, were not able, karana, the ears, avishtam, having entered nasarati, would not leave. Tataha, thence, yet, which, satam, of the sages, atma, in their hearts, lagnam, attached, yet, of which, shrihi, the beauty, vacham, of the words, janayati, generates, ratim, special pleasurable attraction, kimnu, what to speak of, manam, the reputation, kavinam, of the poets, drishtva, seeing, jishnoh, of Arjuna, yudhi, on the battlefield, rathagatam, on the chariot, yat, which, cha, and tat samyam, an equal status with him, iyuhu, they attained. Translation. Once their eyes were fixed upon his transcendental form, women were unable to withdraw them. And once that form had entered the ears of the sages and become fixed in their hearts, it would never depart. What to speak of acquiring fame? The great poets who described the beauty of Lord's form would have their words invested with transcendentally pleasing attraction. And by seeing that form on the Arjuna's chariot, all the warriors on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained the liberation of gaining a spiritual body similar to the Lord's. Purport. Transcendental liberated personalities such as the gopis of Vrindavan and Rukmini, the original goddess of fortune, were constantly meditating on Lord's spiritual body. Great liberated sages Satam, having heard about Lord Krishna's body, could not take it out of their hearts. The Lord's bodily beauty expanded the love and poetic output of great liberated poets, and simply by seeing Lord Krishna's body, the warriors at Kurukshetra achieved spiritual liberation with an eternal body similar to the Lord's. Therefore, it is impossible to imagine Lord Krishna's eternal form of bliss to be in any way material. Those who imagine that Lord Krishna gave up his eternal form of are certainly bewildered by the Lord's illusory energy. Om Ajnanat Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. This is 11th canto, which is specifically now canto where Krishna is exhibiting his one of the last opulence, like renunciation, which probably before we know that every of six, one of the, I mean all five are been exhibited by Krishna: yashas, shriya, then beauty, virya, and gyan also. But now renunciation, which is the most important aspect of like the Aishwarya, basically, I mean the bhaga, that Krishna is going to demonstrate in a very dramatic leela. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, our when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes the Lord Krishna's, I mean Krishna Tattva to Sanatan Goswami, he says that amongst all pastimes of Krishna, I mean Krishna's all incarnations, Krishna ra yateka khela sarvottama narilila naravapu tahara swarupa. This is Srinivas Prabhu's very favorite shloka. So, because why? Because Krishna has a transcendental form where of a cowherd boy, his human-like form, which is very related to us. We can relate to it right from the very childhood pastimes to the Kaishorya age. So Mahaprabhu says that if you even a bindu rupa dekhi apanara Krishna ra haila chamatkara. Basically, Krishna, we may say, actually we will, in this presentation we will see that Krishna's transcendental form attracts to everybody, but one very specific thing is that Krishna himself gets attracted to his own form. Mahaprabhu says, rupa dekhi apanara Krishna ra haila chamatkar aswadite mana uthe kama. He says, who is this very beautiful personality? So that's why he comes as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, basically. And swa saubhagya yaram nama saundaryadi guna grama ai rupa nitya tara dhama. And he says to our Sanatan Goswami that if you even Krishna madhura rupa suna sanatana ye rupera eka kana dubaye sabat ribhuvana. If you even understand even a particle, a droplet of his beauty, the ocean of beauty, it has a power to inundate the whole universe, tribhuvana. So that is the purport actually basically gives up the importance of transcendental form of Lord. So that's why we are discussing that. So generally, now we'll come back, as we have seen that whenever the topic of Krishna comes, we have to come from our own status. Where do we stand? Then we should go to the basically describe Sri Krishna's transcendental form. We see in the general lifestyle, the renunciation part, where we see that it's very difficult for us to give up even something which we have a lot of, just like, and when it comes to donation or giving something to even beggar, we think, many people think twice, 100 times, if they are, they become very loyal, royal, when they have a birthday or something like, I have a birthday, so they become very charitable, something like that. So I'm just giving an example. Once some very big industrialist came to meet Prabhupada, and he was sort of wanted to show that, I am very big man. So he said, Swamiji, please help me, because I can't sleep at night, because I have so many factories, so much burden, I have to take care of so many things. So Prabhupada said, no problem, you just give all the factories to us and sleep peacefully. So he was actually jolted, what kind of person is he? Directly asking everything. So he started leaving.
Prabhupada didn't leave him. He said, please give your address to us. He said, no, I will keep coming. So, no, actually we should have a two-way communication. We should also be able to come to you also many times. So it is not so easy to give up anything. And what to speak of giving up our relations to close one. Our Shikshashtakam Prabhu once gave this particular, his personal example, that once he was distributing books, or no, he was bringing flowers for the deities early in the morning in the local train. So he had some big two bags and fresh bath, having a bath. So one person came, itna subah subah 4 o'clock you have taken bath and you are carrying so many things. So he started asking him, where do you live? He said, I am living in ashram. So what is ashram? Our ghar ko ashram bolte. Ashram means we are living in a monastery, in a guru's, under guru's supervision. So acha ghar bhi nahi rehte? So he asked, have you given up your whole family? He said, yes. So he could not understand. You cannot fathom how can somebody live without the relatives. So he was actually shocked. Then, by understanding his facial expression somehow, then he said, no, I keep going there after 6 months, whatever. But he could see that, was so shocked. This is the fact actually. I have seen one of my friend, when we were coming from a hostel for first time. Only 1 month we stayed in hostel. First time in first year, and we are going back, he started crying. I said, what has happened? I had so separation from the... this is very good actually, one sense. But he said, I am now going to see my family. So, I am just trying to bring the point that it is not so easy to give up the people who have loved us and whom we have loved. So, Krishna here, he himself had created Dwarka for his loved ones, just for their safety. And Krishna and Balaram were so cautious, always to protect them. But then the time came, Krishna himself arranged that, and with the ghastly way, his Lord, he can have arranged so many ways for Yadus to go, isn't it? That's why the last part of purport it has been written, then why he creates, basically all pastimes of Lord Krishna are very difficult to understand for a materialist who has attachment to material forms or things. So each and every Leela he puts some bewilderment. It's not very easy to understand Krishna's Leela. Because that's why it is Janma Karmati Me Divyam. So if we only understand that Lord's birth and activities are transcendental, there is nothing doing. We don't have to do anything. We just go back to Godhead. But it's very difficult. Just from the very beginning, Krishna is lying. He doesn't follow his vows. So if anybody reads his whole activities, he says, he's a very bewildering person. I mean, doubtful to be surrendered to. And the most important is, for a Kali Yuga personality, just like every family has their own, sort of goal, interest, saving and enjoying themselves, isn't it? So brother, they will share, but they won't share, of course, to the neighbor and all. So this particular mentality where what we can get more by giving very less, this is there in the world. So, that's why the so-called Babaji who cure the diseases and doesn't charge, thousands or millions of people go there. But if somebody says, if you surrender to Krishna, what will happen? See the Vrindavan Vasis, see Pandava's life. He creates trouble after trouble. So, basically it's very difficult for people to surrender. That's why it is said that they think, he is not the God, because God will never behave like this. So, they don't surrender it to him. And that's what the plan of Krishna, to trick this sakam karmi basically. We'll use a term. Sakam karmi means always have a mentality, what is it for me? For those people, the doors are closed actually. In the sense they cannot understand, even they come very close to it. Because he has maya javanika chanyam. Channam agya dokshajam avyayam. So there is a curtain of maya which even Sakshat Krishna also stands before them. They cannot understand. They will see something. There is a maya only. Only those who are actually connected to the authorized spiritual parampara, they only can have a glimpse. Okay, actually it is. But to implement that, to actually go closer to Krishna, so that also gives shocks in the sense, because we have to give up. He will test. So unless we are willing to go close to Krishna, he will not test beyond our capacity to handle the pariksha, the test. So first the thing, we have seen that renunciation is very difficult, but here Krishna says that I will not leave any doubt for us. The devotee's heart that, okay, something about renunciation, I don't have any experience about Krishna. I mean, so he says, I did this. Now let's see that this, we have seen spiritual form of Krishna, which attracts, we'll go later again, how it attracts to many people. But first of all, how we get attracted to material forms, and what is it that actually keeps us attached to the material forms. So there are two shastric examples where we see very different results people get. Like, first of all, take Ajamil. Ajamil is a person who for a long period of time he did sinful activities. Asuchir Aghayur. I mean, it's like so many sinful activities he did for long time, and but very short time he did just associated with the Lord's name, and he got the same life second chance, and he perfected his life. So why he did this, why he changed from very perfect Brahmana to the sinful person? Attraction to a material form. So much so that he gave up everything. Yatas chatasya upaninya nyayato anyayato dhanam. The Brahmana is supposed to beg and live on whatever he gets. This person has started looting people. Whether it is law, I mean, good or not, or religious or not, that is far away. All sorts of activities he started doing. Kutumbiyan, so for the prostitutes, the family, he has to maintain that. But Krishna, so holy name came in contact with him, he got a chance, he perfected. On the other hand, if you see Bharat Maharaj, from the very beginning, he is a pure, I mean, he perfected his life to the bhava stage. And fag end of his life, I mean, whatever it may be the stage, but he got attracted to another material form, deer. So much so that he didn't give it up. While dying, he actually saw deer. And that's why he got the deer form. So this is how after coming to Krishna consciousness, actually, bhakti, these examples which are given in Bhagavatam, Acharya says we should always see the results. What has happened with attraction to the material forms? These are the results. And what it should force us to get attracted to. So actually, if suppose I'm just giving an example, we'll have a very sort of a practical thing. If you just, everybody listening to me, please do this. Close your eyes and open your eyes. Now just, I cannot ask everybody to answer, but just think which form came in front of your eyes. I mean, this this practice you can do all the time, not only Bhagavatam. See, whatever, whichever form, whatever we are thinking all the time, that particular form comes in front of us when, you know, when we are relaxed. Just imagine at the point of death, where the pain is like tremendous. So it is said that actually, at the point of death, all the forms which has created emotions in our heart of attraction and also repulsion, in the sense hatred and envy, all those forms get flashed before our eyes in the fast way. I mean, you know, within that point, and whichever that image triggers us, triggers that emotion in our heart, and we leave. That is the cassette that is been taken. There is a file of cassettes. Suppose there are so many unfulfilled desires, and that right moment when we leave the body, that starts another. All the mind puts all those images again into the repository for the future bodies. So that's why we see that we must have an experience of that. Sometimes we get so weird dreams. I mean, it has actually no connection with our present life. I mean, most of you might have such experience. Why this is happening? Because something in the past has some connection with the word or some sound, and it creates the dream. So this should actually force us to, you know, have a practice, you know, practice in the sense that if we cannot think of Krishna, then we should find all so many ways to, how can I remember Krishna? I'll give you my personal example, how it is very difficult. Now we may say that, oh, maybe what is the stage where we can forget the material forms and we can start remembering the perfect form which we want to remember? There is no age. I'll tell you, when I was at a teenage, like maybe 13, we have shifted to a colony which was newly built, far away from the city. So there were so many robberies started happening, because, you know, thieves saw that there were nye log aaye. So we have put so many, two, three, the security guards also, they would all night, but still the thefts were happening. With the guards, the thefts stopped, little bit reduced, but still people had fear. Anything can happen. He may kill also if he doesn't get anything. So they made it clear that at any point of time at night, one male should be there in the house. So there are so many families, but unfortunately I have found, you know, in that community there were so many boys were there, girls were there, but there was no one like equal to me. Mostly they were either elder or all maybe the younger one. Few girls were there of same age. So point was, we were three brothers, and others were not having that opulence in the sense for that. So whenever there any house had their male person goes outside, so they would come to us, you send one boy, no, please, so that they can sleep with us. Because the lady is there, or maybe children are there. So the point was, so I was 13, my brother is 16, so he can't go, you know, because, and younger one, he can't go because he also needs protection. So rest one is myself. So 13 and 14, it's 2 years, I have slept almost to half of the family's house. Because any time something happens, or family, shadi mein gaya. So forcefully I have to go, after taking dinner from my home, I have to go, sleep there, early in the morning, come back. So many things happened. But one day, the call came. So my father used to, I never liked to go, because it's very difficult to sleep at different places. But my father said, no, you have to do this social service. So okay, from right to that time. So one house I went. It's a very, very, very interesting topic that they're very old people. So there, his son and his family went for marriage. For 5 days I have to go to sleep there. So I went, they were like 80, crossed 80, both mother, I mean their grandmother and grandfather. So I said, what will I do? So I started talking to them one day. It is a habit, you know, everybody likes photos, you know. So I casually asked them, I used to ask everybody, show me your album, how you used to look in the young age or something like that. So I asked them, can I see your marriage album? Because now you are so old, I want to see how you would look in the young age. So they said, what a very nice, because when somebody is coming, they would fulfill my all desires. So I started watching that, and in one photo, both of them were also very curious, because they have also not seen that album for a long time. So I asked them, there in that photo there was a very beautiful girl was there. So I could make out that this is not the Mataji. So I asked, who is this beautiful girl? So both of them saw. So the Mataji said that, Arey, she is my cousin. And she started saying that she was the most beautiful sister I had in our whole family. She was very beautiful. So we were discussing, and the Prabhuji, I mean this, the man was in his own world. So he was shocked. So this that day happened something. I mean, next day when I came, so I saw that they were not talking to each other. When I said, how is it? So he was just, you know. So I understood that they had a fight. So I have to talk to somebody. I said, you know, if you don't talk, then I'll go. Then they told me a story, that which I'll narrate now. So, so when I went, then this person was, he's gone 60 years back now, when he was got married, and he saw the whole pandal, you know, how his marriage was going on. And then he said to his wife now that, you know, I want to confess now, you know, we can die at any time. We are very truthful to each other all the while. So I want to confess one thing to you. If you don't mind, you don't feel angry on him. He said, no, don't worry. So he said that, you know, when I saw this, your cousin sister, I wanted to marry her actually. So he saw that what is her emotions. He said, fine, I mean, not you, many people wanted to marry her. So he said, okay, fine. Now she said, okay, now you have confessed, let me confess myself also. So he said, okay, fine. So you don't get angry. He said, first take your heart pills. So why? Because I'm going to tell you something which will actually may blow your heart. But what? He said, take your blood pressure pills also. So he was actually surprised what she is going to tell. So she said, you know, don't get angry. This is the destiny. She said, actually, you were supposed to marry her only. But how is it possible? Because your father just came and saw that, okay, our family should have a tie, you know. So, we'll marry him to him. And they didn't see each other, you know, that time, you know, 1940 or something like that. So, but she said that I have Mangal. She was Manglik. So her mother actually fell at feet of this, her aunt. And she said, please, this is a very good boy. And, you know, there is no sas. Sas mane? Because there is only sasur is there. I beg at your lotus feet, please allow my daughter to get married with him. Your daughter is beautiful, you will get thousands of proposals, good proposal. And somehow she agreed. And we got married. And by when he heard this, he became so furious. He said, Vishwasghat kela mujhe. He said, this is too much. You have changed my destiny. I will never forgive you. So he became so angry actually. He said, what is wrong? You said you will not get angry. And now she said, why you are angry? Because if I would have got died, I mean, we were Mangli, I could have immediately died. But still you are alive. We have already crossed 80. Now we are even anyway going to die. He said, nothing doing. So that was the situation. And when I came to know, then I thought that, you know, that particular, he is saying that this lady has changed his destiny, but by asking this one question, I have actually changed his future destiny. Because now he is planning. I asked him, why you are so worried? He said, now I am adventurously thinking, if I would have got married to this lady, what would be my life? Getting me? Now, at old age, you know, there is no work. You can't do anything. Just think, imagine. So, gone thing actually, he has nothing that image in his mind, but when it came, he started planning, imagining life with that particular, that lady has actually passed away. But can you imagine? So this is what the power of material attraction, which we have to be very careful, that we all have millions of impressions. Right? Just like our Prabhupada reading, anecdotes to Srila Prabhupada's memories, we were reading that Bhaktadas says that Prabhupada offered him a sannyas. But he said, no, my situation is whoever comes to Bhaktadas, say, a beautiful girl comes and I get attracted. Isn't it? So the point what I'm making is, forget about this life, we have so many past impressions of, so many lifetimes, and how much more susceptible we are if we don't practice to remember right person, that is transcendental form of love. Everything is there, but if we have to consciously, what we have to do is practice. Just like one Diggaj Pandit was there. He was undefeatable. And he goes to one Pandit, the king's servant. He is very intelligent. So we should have a debate. So what he says, if you could only tell me what is my mother language, I will accept defeat. So Diggaj Pandit says, you just tell me what is my mother language. So he is very intelligent. The guy, he just starts giving him gali. He knows that what language is. He gives such a bad words to him that he immediately starts replying back. So whatever is unconsciously we are accepting, it is in, like if you get hit by something, what we do, what is in mother language we say, or whatever we are attached to. First we say I, you know, or Baba, or you know, right now we say Krishna, isn't it? So that is unconsciously what we have filled ourselves with, that will come out when something happened to us. So similarly, we generally, I'm just giving this Bhagavatam class in such a way that we should, all of us should get inspired to do 9 processes of devotional service more vigorously. So that's why I'm just saying it, that we all should give a proper time and find innovative ways to sort of all the time see, speak or hear Krishna. Otherwise, our stay here will prolong, this material world. So that's why it is one very senior person in ISKCON, he said that the present scenario in ISKCON is we talk about Krishna only till Bhagavatam class. As Bhagavatam class works, we talk everything other than Krishna. So this should not happen. Otherwise, we will be very ritualistic. We'll have a ritualistic approach towards this Krishna consciousness. And we will be having other goals as a priority, which others have. Like, you know, so many, we can say that. So, it is said like, why we have come here, that will be forgotten. That shouldn't happen. So, I just wanted to share with the Shastric example and a personal example that how it is very difficult for a person to detach from something which he is attached to. Now, in the purport, second line it is said that Krishna's, whoever comes in contact with Krishna and if he glorifies Krishna, then he is the Krishna's powerful transcendental words actually enters into it, him, and whenever he speaks, like Narad Muni, then he gets fame, much more than even demigods. He becomes famous. So, in the 11th canto only, our Vasudev glorifies our Narad Muni as Bhutanam Deva Charitam Dukhaya Sukhaya Dukhaya Cha Sukhaya Cha Sukhayaiva Hi Sadhunam Twadursham Achyutatmanam. He compares demigods with Narad Muni. He says, you are Rishi among demigods, but you are more powerful than demigod. Why? Because demigod being the in charge of, I mean, the representative managers of Krishna, they have a jurisdiction of giving distress or happiness to the living entity according to what type of activity they have performed. That is their jurisdiction. They can't go beyond. But being Rishi, Narad Muni has a bigger jurisdiction. He can give his mercy to all living entities, whether they are fallen or pious. Demigods cannot do that. So that's why you have an upper hand. You are more famous. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that actually we should always... So there are two categories. Demigods will have so many kind of opulence, you know, because they are managing. And but there is a restriction, Krishna has put, that you are not independent. But as the sages, they have no personal belonging. They are completely dependent on Krishna. Krishna provides them, and they never ask about their personal requirement. Krishna has given them freedom to interfere in the people's destiny. So Narad Muni and other sages rather, they can even change the people's destiny by cutting their fruitive activities and forcing them to surrender unto Krishna. So that is the upper hand sages can they do, and for that Prabhupada says there are many sages, they can go undergo so many tribulations also. They accept it on the behalf of Krishna. So Krishna starts that okay, all the jivas should go and be happy in the spiritual world. For that, so many tribulations they accept. That's why they are tolerant, karunikya, titikshava karunikya, surudam sarvadehina. So there is no jurisdiction. Sarodena means even plant and trees also they don't. So it is Prabhupada right, even Shivananda Sen actually treated dog as a devotee, and that made that dog liberated, because then Lord Chaitanya took him very seriously, because Shivananda Sen is loving that dog, means he is a special dog. So Mahaprabhu gave him liberation. And even Prabhupada, right, Jesus Christ, and even Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, they have gone to so much for just giving their simple task, surrender to Krishna. So that's why he says that devotees become more famous than demigod. And for the activities, demigod may be punishable. So Vasudev said that, I mean, Prusu Maharaj in the purport says that sometimes when demigods do something independently, they are subject to punishment by the Lord. But this is not the case with the devotees, because as we have seen, the dependence. So in the end, our Vasudev says that pure devotees are empowered to award highest perfection of life to both pious and impious lives, living entities, which demigods cannot do. That's why they are made very close to Krishna. And now we'll see that Krishna he's ending his pastime over here. So he is a person who is an omnipotent, omniscient. So he knows that my form, my transcendental form is, hankerable. I mean, everybody is hankering to see that. So he sees to it that within this time period, he shows his form to everybody. So he perform Satata Leela, Varun Loka, he goes somehow to rescue Nanda Maharaj. So Varun there gets a darshan, because he is doing that main manageable task. Indraloka, he goes. 2-3 times he gives. Why? Because he is the king of devatas. So he has to be given more mercy. And Bhagavatam describes, so our purport says that actually this transcendental form is the property of pure devotees, specifically gopis, and even queens of Krishna in Dwarka. So, what effects happened? Now, when we every day see Krishna's form, because we have so many, I take liberty to say we, that because we can't stand with, before Krishna and ask prayers, for a long time and actually heartfelt, because you just see, if when the Dhruva Maharaj was meditating and immediately Krishna manifest before him, everybody was tongue-tied and they were shivering. It's very difficult, because just like if Gopinath walks right now into the temple hall, what do we have prayers? Kya karne ka karenge? So have we planned? That's what planning. So it is said, see, what, just like that person, when we are supposed to meet him, so plan it. So we have all prayers of Rudra, Asura, so many devotees, Prahlad Maharaj, ready-made prayers are there, just we have to repeat it. So, and anticipate, if Krishna comes, then what will I do? Otherwise, that opportunity will be lost, to be very frank. So, two shloka will discuss that what forms, what transformation happens when Krishna's form is seen by, first is the demigod's wife. He says, Krishnam niriksha vanitot savarupa shilam. Actually, Krishna's form to niriksha, see, is a utsava for whom? The wives of the demigods. Shrutvaja tat kvanita venu vivikta geetam devyo vimanagataya smaranunna sara. When they see Krishna's form and he is playing on a flute, actually they get stunned. Their husband is before them, with them, but they become nunna sara. Their heart become agitated, shaken, and their bodily changes is the flowers from their hairs fall down and their belt loosen. They forget themselves. And one word come in this, our present verse is na sheku. So actually even the most beautiful queens of Lord Krishna, with all their beautiful sort of behavior, they could not agitate Sri Krishna, because he is Atmaram. That is in this verse it is said, Uddama bhava pishuna malavalgu hasaha. If the queens, just see, the Rukmini, when she came to, that marriage ceremony, the powerful Shishupal and the party, when they just saw her, they fell from their horses and elephants. Can you imagine? That much beauty is there. Krishna is Atma Rama. With all their loving glances and everything, they could not agitate Sri Krishna. So this is what should inspire us, me and everybody, to take this form very seriously and plan it. Now we'll conclude with this particular Subhashit. It says, to applies to everybody, that our Brahmachari's task is to read scriptures, so many scriptures. But he said, Ananta Shastram Bahulasya Vidya. There are many Shastras where we can use our intelligence to find the information and data and everything. And the various streams there, science, medical, and so literature, everything. But Swalpasya Kalo, we have limited time. Especially in Kali Yuga, we have limited time. And half of the time has gone. And Bahu Vignatasya, and in that also, if you have taken one stream and we are reading it, there will be n number of obstacles to read that, to pursue that study. So, yat sara bhutam tad upasaniyam. So, find out what is the sar, essence. and start studying it. So it is, that's why Bhagavatam second verse, what it says, first canto, kim parer ishvara, Srimad Bhagavatam, mahamuni krute kim va parer ishvara. So saddho hrudya avarudhyate atra krithibhi shushru shubhis tatkshana. So both the two words are used, tatkshana and saddho. Now, as our stay in this material world from time immemorial, if we compared that with sadhya and tata, that doesn't mean within few years. Even if few lifetimes also are gone into this, perfecting our life, that is also sadhya. We don't need to go into another detailed study of so many other shastras, because sar is given. That's what Bhagavatam said, Narad Muni chastises Vyasadeva, he write for the true welfare of humanity, only Krishna's pastime. So that they will hear, read and remember always then. Otherwise there is no point in time. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Any clarification you can ask me personally.